Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Are you a writer, or have you ever wanted to be one? Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to become a published, successful writer? Now, have you ever wanted to know why you need fresh ideas for your blog? Also, have you ever wondered where to find those fresh ideas? Would you like to learn what happens when you host a writer's workshop? I'm sure a lot of interesting things will happen there. Now, tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Mystery at the Fair? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to enjoy your random thoughts? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I'll be introducing you to my co-host. She's been on the show before, and she is a wonderful author. She has provided us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about writing. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on six networks with over 4 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. Our show has now had over 4 million listeners. Isn't that amazing? So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She is an author. Her books run the gamut from sci-fi and fantasy to contemporary to Halloween and even Christmas stories. She's published two novels, the Gulliver Station series, three collections of short stories, and she has been included in three different anthologies. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today Connie Cockrell. Hi, Connie. How you doing, kiddo?
Hi, January. I'm great. How about you?
I'm good, and I'm getting ready for the turkey holidays.
Oh, yeah.
All the wonderful stuff. Now, share with our listeners what you've been up to since the last time you were on the show.
Oh, my gosh. It's just been crazy. November is a crazy month, I guess. I've been to the Avondale Vet Fest, Avondale, Arizona. Avondale has a monthly art walk, they call it. And in November, it happens, it's automatically scheduled for the second Saturday in each month. So in November, that means it's after Veterans Day. And what they did was put out a call to all veteran artists, whether that's an author like myself or somebody who works in clay or sculpture or whatever, and they offered all of those veterans a free booth at the Vet Fest.
Wow.
And Avondale has really modernized and made beautiful their main street. And it's just a lovely spot to go on a nice November afternoon, and we had a great time there.
Where is Avondale located?
It's south of I-10 on the western side of Phoenix.
Okay, okay, okay. So, and would you share with my listeners your military experience?
Oh, I spent 20 years in the Air Force, and I retired as a master sergeant. I spent my entire career in the communications field, with a little side trip now and again into project management, and even as a first sergeant. I spent some time as a first sergeant for a small
uh-huh.
unit.
So, and what countries did you serve in?
The first one was Germany. That was my first overseas tour. And then we went back to the States, and then we went to Italy, and then my last overseas assignment was England.
Oh, wow. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I just totally enjoyed my time in the military.
Now, when you went on a military tour, did you and your husband go together, or how did that work?
We did go together. The communications field needs a lot of people, so we always were lucky enough to be stationed together.
Okay. And your daughter was raised all over the world then, right?
Yes, she was. So she didn't go into a big culture shock when she joined the Air Force and was sent to Japan.
Okay. Is she still in the Air Force now?
Nope. She got out, and now she lives in Flagstaff and is actually working on her drawing career.
Oh, okay.
As
wonderful.
An artist.
Oh, good. Well, now I'm glad that she could actually go to the Vet Fest, too, couldn't she?
Yes, she could.
Okay. Now let's get down to what I've been really wondering about since your last show. You talked about the nano event that you were participating in. Share with my listeners a little bit about this exciting thing.
Yep. Nano is short for National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo. So we're having a lot of fun with acronyms today.
Uh-huh.
But it's a writing challenge for anybody who wishes to take it on, to write 50,000 words in one month, the month of November.
Mm-hmm.
And thousands of writers all over the world take on this challenge. There's just at any given time when you log into the site, which is NaNoWriMo.org, mm-hmm. any given time in November, you'll find tens of thousands of people logged in to the site.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. And not everybody makes it to the end. You know, life creeps in there and, you know, your kids get sick or your dog gets sick or, you know, work picks up or whatever happens. You might not always make it to the end. But the goal is to train us as authors to write regularly. Just write, just get your words down on paper. You can edit them later, but just write every day. Write regularly.
Okay. So when you submit this, it's not edited. It's just words, right?
It's just words. During the month, you get on and you put in how many words, total words you're up to. So there's a little chart, a little graph that shows a little bar climbing higher and higher towards 50,000 words. When you reach 50,000 words, then you copy your manuscript and paste it into the validation box. And they don't care what it is. It's kind of an honor system. They don't have anybody checking to make sure you've got a real novel in there.
Okay.
But what it does do is count the number of words to make sure that you made it to 50,000 or more. And and then you get this cute little certificate in the email that you can print yourself and keep for your records if you feel like doing that kind of thing.
So then technically everyone who gets 50,000 words in becomes a winner, right?
Exactly. And that's the whole prize there, that you've done 50,000 words of a novel, and it may or may not be done, but there you are in a month. You've done 50,000 words on your novel, and isn't that exciting?
Is it? Okay, now I'm curious. From this competition, have any bestsellers emerged that you know of?
I have heard that some authors have written bestsellers based off of their nano novels. So it's a matter of after you've done the challenge and you've finished your manuscript and you've you then go and get it edited, you know, get a cover made and all that kind of thing, and then publish it. And nano novels have been known to be bestsellers.
Oh, that's exciting. Let's do a little report. I'm reading your blog in front of me, and today is the 23rd, and that means I have only 7 days left to get 50,000 words. On Saturday, I had 35,300 finished. That means I need over 2K per day to finish. I think I can do it. Okay,
yep.
The rest of my month, except for Thanksgiving Day, is appointment free. Well, that's very smart, dear. Yeah, I was going to ask you to go out to lunch, but I think I'm going to wait till December because I don't want to interfere with this because that you're going to be pounding them out. How many years have you done this?
I started in 2011, so it's been 4 years. This is my fourth one.
Okay, and have any of your nano projects become one of your books? Have you edited into a book?
Yes, every single one of them.
Okay, girl.
Every single one of them. The first one was tough because I didn't have any idea how to edit or how to go about doing it, but I found a good online class that took me through the entire process, and it took me 8 months.
It took me eight months to
do that editing process, but I did. I published it, and it's on Amazon.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let's share with our listeners, how old were you when you wrote your first book?
I was 56.
Okay.
4 years ago, yep.
And how many books have you written and published?
13.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
To start at 56 and be that prolific, I'm so impressed with you. Also, I'm very impressed with our sponsors. We're going to hear from them right now. And when we come back, I want to hear about the writer's workshop that took place November 20th here in Arizona. We'll be right back.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number 1 at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Become the next great business success story by getting free PR for your business. That's why January Jones is offering a free copy of the new audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Your copy is free for the asking at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com. Go now.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones, sharing success stories. Today I'm sharing a dear friend who's an author here in my small town of Payson. She is a very successful, experienced author. Now, she's written 13 books since she's 56 years old, so she is very, very prolific. What new sites are your books on, Connie? I see there's two of them in the list.
Yeah, I've been looking at ways to spread out, make it easier mm-hmm. for readers to find my work. Mm-hmm. And so one new site I found is called Gumroad.com. Okay. This is a four-year-old company based on the Pacific Coast. And it's a way for small entrepreneurs, and an author is a small entrepreneur, to get their goods out there for people to buy. And it, essentially, you're buying directly from me when you go to Gumroad.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it will do both ebooks and paperback books.
Oh, okay. Very
so that was that's a nice option. I don't have very many online options for selling my paperback, so mm-hmm. Gumroad was a really good find.
Sure.
And the other one is a new site called Chat Ebook. Chateebook. So
okay, I get it.
Yep, chatebook.com. And as you can imagine, because of its name, they just do ebooks. But here's the best thing about the site. It's interactive. There are forums and blogs, and so you can interact directly with the authors on the site by posting to them. So it's a kind of an additional website, if you will, for each author, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I signed up for that, and I have all but one of my books up on that site.
Okay, now, sum total. How many sites are your books at, sum total, already?
These two plus Amazon, Apple, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and Smashwords.
Okay.
So that is a lot. And they're all on my, I've got links to everything on my author, the book tab on my website.
Okay. We'll talk about your website and your books in the next segment, but let's talk first about what you did up in Camp Verde last week at a writer's workshop. How did that go? How many writers attended?
There were 10, I think it was 10 authors there, and so they were in various stages of their career. Some were very new, and some had put out several books already. But what the title of the workshop was Critiquing on a Shoestring, because it takes time for an author to become discovered. And in the meantime, you still need to get your books edited and critiqued. So we talked about for 4 hours,
okay.
we talked about critiquing in general and then how to get your work critiqued and get good critiques back.
Yeah.
Without having to pay a lot of money for it.
Okay, and
it was a lot of fun.
Where did you have this workshop, at a hotel or?
Oh no, the Camp Verde Library is the host of this, and their library is undergoing renovations.
Uh-huh.
So right now we're meeting in the Marshall's office in their conference room. A lot of fun.
And I bet all 10 of those writers will be at the Payson Book Festival next year. I'd take a side bet on that one.
They might.
Yeah. And also I noticed that you're going to add a new part of your on your blog. You're going to do some author interviews. And what prompted you to do that?
I took a... an online challenge, if you will, to by Writer's Digest.
Yeah.
And one of the editors there did this workshop, I guess you'd call it, about how to improve your social media presence. And one of the things he talked about towards the end of the class is that one way to generate more traffic to your own website is to interview other people, interesting people that your readers would be interested in learning about.
Mm-hmm.
So an easy way for me to do that, because I know so many authors now, is to just do some interviews with them. And it's just short interviews, about 8 questions.
Uh-huh.
But they're so funny. I'm getting answers back from people, and they're just so funny and creative. Actually, I'm jealous of all of them. I think they're all smarter than I am.
Okay, well, now I'm jealous, because now I want to read that, and I want to invite some of them on my show, and I'll steal them from you.
Okay.
You have so many author friends. I mean, you're so well connected. Tell us a little bit about anything we should be looking in the future from J.A. Marlowe or D. Allen McLean.
I picked those two because they're like I don't want to say polar opposites, but J.A. writes science fiction like I do, and she has this really terrific series called The String Weavers.
Okay.
And the premise of the entire series is that a teen girl finds out that she's actually part of a group of people who can control time and space and go through like black holes and follow the strings that connect one potential universe from another.
Uh-huh.
And there are a lot of adventures along the way, as you might imagine. And I got the first book from her, and it is just fantastic. I can't wait to read the rest of the series.
Okay.
And then you've had D. Ellen on the show before as well, and
yes.
D. Ellen writes steamy romance.
Okay.
And she can be found at wickedstorytelling.com, where J.A. can be found at jamarlowe.com. And they both are just such excellent authors. When I thought of talking about this, I went, oh, let me just boost those two a little bit.
Yeah, and actually, you had J.A. as a guest on one of your shows that you co-hosted with me, and D. Ellen, and they both were fabulous. I'm curious, have you been able to meet Peter Weir yet, who's the author of Martian?
I have not.
And his mom lives here in Payson, so I'm hoping to run into her.
No, I haven't met him. Maybe sometime in the next week he'll be here for Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to. I literally run into him. If I saw him, I would probably try to run him over in my car. I'd like to meet him. And now he's someone I'd love to have on the show, because what's gotten on with Martian? Have you seen that movie?
I have. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And I think we're going to be hearing more about it as we get in closer to the Oscar season. And it is probably one of the biggest money makers ever. And it was a cute story in the paper I'll share with our listeners. His mom went to the premiere in Toronto, and she wore a formal, and there was an article in our small paper about her excitement. But yet when she came back to town, she had a premiere showing of the movie at our little local movie theater one Saturday morning, and it was everyone wore jeans, very casual. So I wish I had known about that. I would love to have met her. Now, okay, fresh ideas for your blog. You're going to include authors' interviews. Any other fresh ideas?
No. I am trying to start like the workshop I just finished. I'm trying to book more speaking engagements.
Uh-huh.
I think one way that an author can get the word out about her book or his book is to put it in front of people. And I tend to I work really well with other authors and other writers, but I'd like to talk to people who aren't authors or writers as well. So if anybody's out there, I've got a tab on my blog. You can contact me. I'd love to do a speaking engagement.
Oh, wonderful. And she really has so much to share, because you're just writing, you're actually writing the book on book festivals and meeting new authors and connecting and marketing. And it's so critical. I know I did an interview today for another show, and basically all they wanted to hear was about my what I'm doing on social media, which I see that you are doing a lot there too. We're going to talk about that when we come back, and we're also going to talk about Santa's Authors Christmas giveaway. We'll be right back.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Also, I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is available at audiblebooks.com. Today, we're visiting with a priceless personality from my hometown, Connie Cockrell. Connie, let's share with our listeners now your website, how they can get your books.
My website is called conniesrandomthoughts.com, and I actually have a tab on the website that says My Books, and I have a photo of the cover of each book and then links underneath to go to any site you can think of, I think, where you can buy those books. So I hope you do that.
Yeah, well, I hope so. That's why we're doing this show. Yeah. And after we talk about Santa's Authors Christmas, we're going to go back and talk a little bit about each one of your books so we can give our listeners a little synopsis of what they'll be reading. Now, share with us this giveaway for Santa's Authors.
Yeah, part of what I was doing for improving my social media connectivity is to join this giveaway. It's run by an author out of Florida, and I met her at the IndieCon IndieTales conference in September. We had friended each other on Facebook, of course, and then she sent me the invitation to join this giveaway. And what it is all the authors involved donate a little money and a couple of books and a prize. And so we have a big cash prize, a $200 PayPal cash prize is the grand prize. And then each author has put up prizes. For example, I put up 3 books to give away. So the point is for readers to go into the giveaway. Click on various author links to Twitter, to newsletters, to their website, to Facebook, And that builds that builds each author's or each writer's social
network.
Media presence, which is really nice. And since I joined this giveaway, I've had many readers join, subscribe to my website, and follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. So I am quite pleased with the result. And in return, the readers get prizes.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's a win-win-win. How many, do you have any idea how many authors are participating?
There are 50 authors involved in this particular giveaway.
That is amazing. That's a good number. Good number.
It's a really good number, and I've been quite pleased with the number of people who have found me because of this giveaway.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful to share that, and we'll post that on our link. Now, let's talk a little bit about these 13 books that you've written, and then when we, I'm going to read off a book, and then give us just a brief synopsis of the book and what inspired you to write it. And the first one is The Bad Seed.
The Bad Seed was my very first nano book. It was my very first book. That's the one. And the first advice you get when you start writing is to write what you know about or what you're passionate about. And when I started thinking about what I was passionate about, one of the things that came to mind was that I'm passionate about genetically modified food. I am not a fan. If you've read any of the book at all, I'm not a fan. I have a woman, and I kind of modeled her after myself, I will admit. I have a woman who is into doing things herself. She grows her own, a lot of her own food. She makes homemade cheese. She is a 4-H leader, and so she's into the kind of natural and organic environment, and she starts fighting against it because the government, I always make the government evil. The government has it's very easy to do. The government has sided with giant corporations to control the planet's food supply, and people like my heroine Jean in that book, they're a direct threat to those corporations. So a law has been passed that you are not allowed to grow your own food or make your own food, like she's making cheese. And so she's been arrested and is on trial for treason kind of deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting.
And she, I'm sure that she's going to be a heroine that survives. She has such a good cause there. Okay. That's an interesting read. And what about the next one, A Trio of Animal Tales? Now, how did that come about?
Well, at the time, Amazon was allowing shorter works to be published, less than 25 pages. And I just wanted to get something published, and I had been putting stories up on my website, and I decided to just take three of them that were kind of related. They were all about animals. And put them together and just call it A Trio of Animal Tales. And I've got a tale in there about a fox, a young fox kit, a story about a unicorn, and a story about, what is the name of that animal? Another animal that lives in northern African desert. So.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Now, fascinating. Who does your cover design?
I have done all of my own covers except for the Lost Rainbows book. I wanted to do something a little different, and I just all the ideas I had, I couldn't do, or I just wasn't visualizing anything good enough. And so I shopped that one out to my friend Julianne J.A.
Oh,
and she did that. So she did that cover for me.
Okay. Okay. Well, your cover designs are fabulous, and especially the Trio of Animal Tales. I love the. Where did you find that picture?
I found that picture online. It's free to use. It's in open domain, I guess they call it. And the rest of the cover was a Create Space cover design.
Okay, okay. Now I'm getting the picture here.
Yeah.
And Create Space is fabulous because I did my last book there and I enjoyed working with it and doing, and so they have cover design, because that was going to be my next question. What class did you take for cover design? So
I didn't take any class. The first two books I did were Create Space cover designs, but all the rest of the books are my own.
Oh,
cover
okay.
design.
Okay.
And so I've just been, learning the hard way.
Well, it seems to be working beautifully. Now, I know a lot of people, when you go to these conferences, they'll ask you, where do your ideas come from? And I love your first answer.
Yeah, my first answer is I don't know. And I don't know too many authors who do know where their ideas come from, but they just, you know, it's more of a what if kind of thing. You're watching TV. I distinctly remember one short story I wrote because I was watching a documentary on TV, and this lady got hired by the restaurant. It was a show about restaurants, and she was a motorcycle person and had spent some time in jail and was a gang member. And she got hired at this restaurant, and then she bought the restaurant, and she's a successful restaurateur. And I was thinking to myself, oh, what if this, that, and the other thing? And so I wrote a little short story about a woman down on her luck, and she happens to wander by this restaurant that's run by a lady who is part of a motorcycle group. And she takes pity on this poor woman and hires her to do the dishes. Be the dishwasher.
Okay.
There you go. That's where that story came from.
That's a good one. And then you wrote about Halloween, real incidents. Girl runs across the street in princess costume. And two cars parked driver to driver on a deserted back road. So there you go. Ideas. Yeah, these ideas can come from anywhere. You know, I want to share with our listeners that next month, Connie will be visiting with us on December 14th. We're going to talk about, she has written, what is it, two or three Christmas books?
One collection of Christmas stories.
Okay, so we're going to be sharing her Christmas stories with you. Right now, we're going to share a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to get the synopsis on some more of her wonderful books. These books are available at Apple, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Smashwords, and Gumroad, and soon to be Chat eBook. We'll be right back.
With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channeled journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business get more email subscribers, and make more money free doing podcast and internet talk radio interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones with my guest, Connie Cockrell. And we've been sharing her 13 books that she's written, and she's been giving us a little synopsis and a little backstory on each of these books. And now we're going to talk about Recall. And this cover is fabulous. I love this cover, and you designed it, right?
I did design it. I had a little feedback help from the other writers in my Forward Motion writing group. Mm-hmm. A couple of those authors are also graphic designers, and they gave me some tips on how to make that cover a little dramatic.
It is.
So I was quite pleased with the way that one turned out. Mm-hmm. The story is about a doctor who has a degree in bio research. And she's been hired by a company that makes this this drug that helps people, and her grandmother took the drug and it killed her. My doctor wants to have the company recall the drug because it's dangerous.
Okay.
The other major conflict in there, there's a couple. Mm-hmm. So that's one conflict. The other conflict, one other major conflict is with her boss. He is not a nice person. He stole that. He took credit for that. I called the drug Leanderol. He took credit for that drug away from a doctor who actually did the work. And the doctor who did the work said, this drug is dangerous. I don't want to release it. But he, the bad guy, is friends with the CEO of the company. They were fraternity brothers.
Oh, okay.
And so he got credit for the drug, and the company's making millions off of it. But he has decided that Elaine is going to be his victim, and he abuses her. So some people have told me I should put a trigger warning on that book. It came from a really dark place. there's some bad things happen to Elaine that make people sad.
Well, now when you're writing a dark story, how does that affect your personal life? Does it affect you? Do you get in a funk, or
it does affect me. I had this every chapter where something really horrible is happening. I had to stop and sometimes give it a day or two before I could come back to the story. I would have time to recover, because I started writing this book actually as a writing exercise. I was taking a little online class about how to make your stories dramatic. You know, you have to keep pushing your main character really hard. You have to make things hard for them. Well, I maybe went a little overboard. But it is a good story. There is a happy ending. I hope you enjoy it.
It's wonderful. I can't wait to finish reading it. Let's talk about the book we want to promote today briefly before we close out, Mystery at the Fair, the author of Gulliver Station, Connie Cockrell. What's the synopsis briefly of that?
Mystery at the Fair, the main character is Jean Hayes, and again, I kind of use my own background. She's a retired military project manager.
Okay.
But she divorced her husband, and she moved from the East Coast out to Arizona because she liked the weather, and she liked the hiking, and she just liked the little town she moved to called Grayson. And she volunteered to be on the fair board, to help with the fair together. And the first day of setting up the fair, she finds a dead body in the storage unit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And of course, we must share that Payson has a county fair every year, and that you are a very big worker at that fair. So this might have inspired you.
Yes, it did. I wanted to set a story in Arizona, and I like our area a lot. It has a lot to offer. So I made up a little town and made it a lot like Payson, but I plan on writing several of these Jean Hayes stories. So I'm actually working on the next iteration of that called Mystery in the Woods.
Oh, okay. And yeah, that'll take place in Grayson also, I hope.
Yes, it will. And I talk a little bit in the book about the drug problems in small towns. So that's that's an issue I'm addressing in the novel, the small town problems with drugs.
Well, you know, another thing we can share with our listeners at Payson is where Zane Grey, we have the Zane Grey Museum, and this is where he wrote. Many of his books were set here in Rim Country, so I think you're following in Zane Grey's footsteps for sure.
Yeah, I thought about that when I set the story here. People are going to be very familiar with Central Arizona.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful place to live and a wonderful place to write about. And I'm glad that we can do a little promotion for it. You know, I had the mayor, Kenny Evans, on the show. And so we did a lot of promotion for Payson on that show. It was wonderful. I enjoyed it. And now we're going to look forward to December 14th, and Connie will be back. We're going to be doing holidays, and she has a book all about Christmas tales. So we'll be talking about that for sure and sharing a little bit about Christmas in a small town like Payson, or it could be Grayson. Who knows?
All right.
Thank you, Connie. And looking forward to visiting with you again next month. And good luck on the book.
All right.
Banana.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You better just get right off the phone and get back to your computer. you're on a deadline.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Connie as much as I always enjoy having her visit with us. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Connie. I'd love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, sign on to my website, JanuaryJones.com. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for a successful writing career. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, you must please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate in Payson or in Grayson. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Connie Cockrell. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones. This is Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
Thank you.